So when Nebraska got the announcement they were going to the NCAA tournament this year in men's basketball, they went to Fred's house, hung out there, had a nice meal, all wore their gray sweatsuits.
Yeah.
And then it popped up on the screen that 8-seeded Nebraska was playing 9-seeded Texas A&M, and there was a guy sitting in the front row said, "It's effing Trev." Then that guy played against Texas A&M, played 12 minutes, went 1-for-2 from the floor, had 2 points. That same guy just committed to Texas A&M. His name is C.J. Wilcher.
It just continues.
And he's wearing a cowboy hat in the announcement.
So, many dude down there.
Sure was. Do you think he will say howdy?
They make sure you do.
Okay.
And if the dog wants your bed, you have to sleep on the floor.
Now, I know Trev got a gig him in there. Did he get a howdy?
Yeah.
He did. Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was watching for. Oh, you better say howdy. We don't say howdy.
All right. So look at this. He said it's up Trev, not it's effing Trev. It's up Trev. So, you know, when he's called to the athletic director office in College Station, when he arrives, it will not be. What does that mean? It's up.
Yeah, he's like,
it's up, Trev.
He's like, first of all, before we can move on together here in College Station, we gotta go over this this little soundbite.
I wish I could say if you can't beat him, join him, but
yeah.
Good luck to CJ. Good dude. Mm-hmm. What they're gonna give him is more than Nebraska could give him in a role. But
I'll say Whataburger
in Portal combat. We should no longer be surprised by moves like this. And also, because probably, you know, Texas A&M got an up-close look at C.J. Wilcher. Probably mm-hmm. when Buzz Williams was coaching and Wilcher was setting up in the corner in front of him, he said, "Want to be an Aggie?"
Yes.
And yeah, you got guys that are transferring within conference.
Come play with us.
We got Ohio State guy goes to Michigan today.
Mm-hmm. Rutgers guy goes to Nebraska.
A Wisconsin guy goes to Nebraska.
Yeah. Just keep it within the conference. The conference that you're very familiar with.
Yeah, Portal Combat, not surprised. So good luck to C.J. Wilcher.
Check out a football game there. A lot of fun.
When Nebraska baseball is playing down there in the regional, I wonder if C.J. will be out there supporting his former school.
Think C.J. will come to Omaha for the College World Series?
I don't know.
Sit in Trev's box?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wonder now if you'll get Texas A&M against St. John's so they can have brother against brother.
Oh,
there is no opportunity that Texas A&M and Nebraska will play next year in hoops, right? Outside of the NCAA tournament again?
No, not that I know.
There's no...
Unless they do a home and home.
Going to the Pentagon to play a game?
Yeah,
I don't think Fred's going
to
sign off.
You might have to move that over to the Denny Sanford Premier Center on that one. It'd be the bigger capacity for that one.
Good luck to C.J. Wilcher. Just odd to see him in a cowboy hat.
It is.
But there's a lot of cowboys in New Jersey.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
All Nicole once sang about them.
Yeah. It's totally a new thing. See a lot of cowboy hats. A lot of guys from Jersey. A lot of guys from the East Coast. Well, there's the guy in Times Square.
Yeah.
There's naked that cowboy. Yeah, the naked cowboy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's happened within the last couple of minutes.
That's weird. It's just weird.
Just the look.
Part?
Just the look.
Yeah.
You know, these are a lot photoshopped or they've done the graphics. I don't think
he looks very excited to be wearing the cowboy hat.
The C.J. Wilcher I know, I don't think would allow himself to have a cowboy hat on smiling like that.
He wouldn't be smiling if he was wearing
a cowboy hat. But the AI world of Texas A&M has him looking like that.
Man, get another W for Texas A&M.
Just think if he would have spent more time out west in Nebraska, he would have been comfortable with that cowboy hat. That'll do it for the show. Tomorrow, we're getting more of some Nebraska football when Sam McEwen and Brian Christopherson stop by. A spring game this week, plus the NFL draft, which the J.J. McCarthy odds to be drafted second by the Commanders.
Mm.
They have ridden the roller coaster this morning. It's that time of the year. You don't know what to believe.
Yep.
We'll see if we believe anything Connor Happer and Josh Hodson say next. Crossover's coming up for Jimmy for Nick. I'm Gary C. tomorrow at 6:00.